Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Gimel, and we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We had learned yesterday in the Mishnah that in order for the Erev Tchumim to be effective, it has to be accessible to the person who's relying on it during Bein HaShemashos. And therefore, we learned in the Mishnah, if transferring from where the Erev is to where the person wants to be Kaina Shvisa, to where the person wants to determine that this is the place of his residence for Shabbos, involves a Melacha Deraisa, such an Erev would not be effective. Amar Rava, so teaches us Rava, Loi Shanu, the Halachas that we learned in our Mishnah, about the Erev being in a tree and the person being on the floor and the Erev being effective or not being effective is only relevant Ela be'ilan ha'aymet chutz diburah shel ir, only regarding a tree which is outside the outskirts of the city, which is 70 and two-thirds amis within the city boundaries, is considered within the boundaries of the city. Past 70 and two-thirds amis is considered outside the city. If the tree we were discussing in the Mishnah is within the boundaries of the city, it's within 70 and two-thirds amos of the city, there halacha will be afilu l'malam esara, even if the Erev is above 10 tefachim from the ground, and the person wants to be kind of shvisa on the ground in the Rishus Rabim, hareza Erev, the Erev is still going to be effective. Why? The Masa command the Malyadami. As far as Hilchis Tchumim are concerned, the entire city is considered one Rishus HaYachid. So it's very important to point out, as Rashi and Tosfos both do, when we are speaking here about a Rishus HaYachid, we're not talking about carrying. Certainly, it may very well be that it's Usur that's prohibited to carry from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, as in all Hilchos Haitzah that we've been learning, both in Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Erevin. The issue under discussion here is that as far as Hilchos Tchumim are concerned, the entire city is considered one Rishus HaYachid. And that's why the entire city is counted like one area. We don't start counting the 2,000 Amis until after we finish the city. So says Rava, since the entire city is considered one Rishus HaYachid, therefore there can't be concern about carrying from the tree to the floor below, we're in any way going within one Rishus HaYachid. Now there's a Machlokes Rishonim, if when we say that the entire city is considered, as far as Hilchos Erevin is concerned, one Rishus HaYachid, regarding what was that said? When is that said? Is it under all circumstances, even if there is no wall around the city, or it's only when there's a wall around the city? The Bach, an explanation of Rashi, says that it's only considered a city when there are walls around the city. Then the entire city, even as far as Hilchos Erevin are concerned, Erev Tchumim are concerned, it's considered one Dalet Amos. But if there's no wall around the city, says the Bach, according to Rashi, he would hold that it's not considered one Rishus. The Bach says, if there's a wall, why do I need to say any chidushim? If there's a wall, of course it's Rishus HaYachid. So the Bach says that there is a wall, but the wall is a very weak wall. It's not a halachically valid wall as far as carrying, but it is somewhat of a wall, and that's why as far as Tchum is concerned, it could turn the entire city into one Rishus HaYachid. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that even if the city has no wall, the halacha will be that it's considered Dalet Amos, as far as Hilchos Erev Tchum are concerned. Continues the Gemara. I hachi asked the Gemara, Chutz libur shel yanami, even if the Erev is outside of the boundaries of the city, the halakha should be that if the Erev is on the tree and the person wants to be kind of shvisa on the earth, on the ground next to the tree, the Erev should still be effective, and there should not be concern about taking from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. Since Kivan Amarova, since Rava said a halacha, Hanois Neruvai, somebody has an, whoever put down his Erev, Yeshloi Arba Amis, he has Arba Amis, and like the Mefarshim explained, that the halacha would be regarding, let's say somebody put down an Erev, and then the Erev rolled out of the place, moved away from the place that it was actually deposited. The halacha will be that if it did not move past Dal Amis, from where the person put down the Erev, he can retrieve it, even though that's really past his Tchum. Chazal told us that a person has an area of Dal Amis around where he actually deposits his Erev. So just like the city we said a moment ago, the entire city as far as Hilchos Erev Tchum are concerned, is one Dal Amis, is one Rishus HaYochid, so too the Dal Amis within the tree is all considered one Rishus HaYochid. So there should not be a concern of taking from the Erev to the tree. Answers the, so Hanois Erev Yeshlei Arba Amis. Have Rishus HaYochid to the area next to the tree is Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid Ailad Rikia. So I should be able to carry from the Erev to the tree. And there should be not the concerns mentioned in our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchak Breidim Rishashia, Hocha B'ilan Hanoita Chutz La'arba Amis Haskinen. We're dealing with a tree whose branches extend beyond the Dalar Amis from the trunk of the tree that we just gave him. As is shown in diagram 162 on page 54, that since this person put his Erev on this protrusion from the tree, he wants to be kind of shvisa right on the floor by the tree, which is the Rishus HaRabim, and it's more than Dalet Amos away from where he is, and that's why there's a problem that he can't, that it's not acceptable. And not to take this a step further, let's define the Mishnah. If the taking the Erev from the tree involves taking from Rishus HaYochid, the tree, to Rishus HaRabim, the ground below the Erev, it's usur, because you're not allowed, if the Erev is inaccessible to you, the only way you could get the Erev is by getting it through doing a malacha, then the Erev is not an effective Erev. However, when the Erev rests on the tree, on an area between 3 and 10 tefachim from the ground, so then it could be removed from the tree, because it's involving a shvus of taking from a kamos to Rishus HaRabim. As we learned, our Mishnah, we will learn today, reflects the shita of the Rebbe, who says that there's loy gozer shvus beinim ana shmashus, so therefore it can be taken to the Rishus HaRabim without being over any Asiri deraisa, and that's why it's mutter. Now, the Ritva asks an obvious question. How can an Erev placed outside of the Shabbos residence work for an Erev to be kind of Shvisa that's near? Didn't we say that the Erev has to be kind of Shvisa where I want, the Erev has to be accessible to where I want to be kind of Shvisa? And the way we're learning now, the Erev could be more than Dalet Amos away from where I actually want to be kind of Shvisa, and still the Erev would be effective. So the Dvar answers that since the entire area is under one tree, therefore, even though it's more than the Mokum Shvisa and the Mokum Erev are more than Dalet Amos away from each other, since they're all under one tree, it's acceptable. Now, there's a very important Rashi. Rashi points out that if we didn't have this situation, that let's say the Erev was within Dalar Amis of where I want to be Kainish Visa, Rashi points this out on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, if the Erev is below 10 Tfachim, he could carry it. Why could he carry it? Because you could take it pachas midalat amis. You could keep on carrying it at intervals of less than dalat amis. And since you keep on carrying it less than dalat amis, there is no issa deraisa, because there's never an issa deraisa of carrying less than dalat amis. And that's why there is no problem. Of being maver dalat amis b'shus rabim. Again, just to repeat what we just said, that if the erev is in a b'shus rabim, and I want to be kinda within the dalat amis of the b'shus rabim, how could it work? Asks Rashi. It would involve carrying in the b'shus rabim. So Rashi answers that carrying in the b'shus rabim is only usur when I carry dalat amis at a time, and here I'll carry less than dalat amis at a time, and that's why it's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, if this is pshat in the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, ma'ilamala ma'ilamata. The wording, the terminology in the Mishnah that speaks about lamala lamata, higher and lower, explains Rashi, is appropriate when we're speaking about one standing vertical tree. And we could say, where on the tree, higher on the tree or lower on the tree, do I want the Erev to be? But if we're talking about an area extended, the language, the terminology of higher and lower is inappropriate. Answers the Gemara. What happened here was the Hadazakif. After extending beyond the Dalar Amis, the tree turns upwards. And now, as is shown in diagram 162, it makes a difference exactly where I put the Erev. If the Erev, as is shown, is in the lower part, so if the lower part is below Asarot Tfachim, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, and therefore I could carry the Erev to the Rishus HaRabim. It's in a Carmelis, I could carry the Erev to the Rishus HaYachid. On the other hand, if the Erev is the higher Erev, on this area that's going upwards, and that area is Rishus HaYachid, and I want to be kind of Shvisa in the Rishus HaRabim, so it would involve an Issa Deraisa of bringing the Erev from the Rosh HaYochid to the Rosh HaRabim, and it's awesome. Now Tosfos asks, how is it possible to call this area, even if it's the higher area on the tree, which is Lamala Masar Tfachim, or Rosh HaYochid, since we have the empty space below the tree, where Gedeon Baikimba, where animals could go through, and as we've learned, any time we have a Gedeon Baikimba, that breaks the status of Rosh HaYochid. So Tosfos answers that we'll have to explain that the area under the tree, under this branch of the tree that's protruding out, is filled with items which prevent the Gedeon, which prevent the animals from going through. That's what Tosfos learns. Other Rishonim explain that the only time we have a concern of Gedeon Baikimba is if the area itself doesn't have the necessary dimensions of Rosh HaYochid. So there we have a concern of Gedeon Baikimba. However, here the branch of the tree in itself has the dimensions of 10 by 4, and therefore it's an independent Rosh HaYochid, and the fact that Gedeon Baikimba under it doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning Pshat in the story, for by Maisel Derech Olav, as is shown in picture 173, what could have happened is the person could climb up the tree, and you're allowed to climb up the tree because we're talking in Ben Hashmoshes when there is only an Issad Rabbanon of climbing up the tree, and thereby, and then walk across the tree, as is very well shown on this picture, and bring it to where he wants. And like the Rishonim explained, as long as he brings it near the tree, even though he wants to be kind of Shvisa on the bottom, since it's on the same area of the tree, it should be acceptable. So although he can't bring the Erev all the way to the base of the tree, because doing so would be involved taking from Rishus HaYochel, Rishus HaRabim. It's sufficient that he be able to bring the spat above the base of the tree, higher than that Tfachim, which is exactly where he wants to be Kana Shvisa, and that will be considered like the Erev is where he wants to be Kana Shvisa, since he's going to be standing directly above the spat where he wants to be Kana Shvisa. Answers the Gemara that the case here is Kishirabim Mekasimolov, as is shown in diagram 164. Since you have a lot of people putting their packages there, so therefore that area has the status of Rishus HaRabim. So in bringing the Erev from where it is to the tree would involve going from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaYochid, and as Rashi explains, that would be the Isser of Hashota. Now let's explain this as best as we can. First of all, Rashi explains that there are actually people putting packages there. So since there are actual people putting packages there, that gives the place the status of a Rishus HaRabim. Other Rishonim learn, the Rambam learns, since it's a place that people could put packages, even though they don't actually put packages there, that already gives us the status of Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, since it's the status of Rishus HaRabim, there's an Isser of Moishit. Moishit from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. The Rashba and Ritva have a problem with that shot, because as they say, the Isser of Moishit is only when the two Rishus HaYochids are one in front of the other. Here the two Rishus HaYochids are not one in front of the other. And furthermore, they say that the Yerushalmi says the Isser of Moishit only applies with two people. Because where was Moishit in the Mishkan? As we learned in Masechet Shabbos, there were two wagons in which they had the Kroshim, and the Levium standing on one wagon transported the Kroshim to the Levium standing in the wagon in front of it. So you had two Levium. So you can never have Mahishata, the Rashba and Ritva, therefore ask, we're only one person, as is the case in our Gemara. So therefore they say the Isser is Mavir. They say that the Gemara will hold the Mavir, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech, Rishus HaRabim, is also considered an Isser Deraisa. And in fact, the Beis Halevi points out, based on this, that if somebody would ask a Goy to take something from his house to someone else's house, and the guy would have to go through Rishus HaRabim, according to what we're learning now, it should be Osir. Because you're never allowed to ask a guy to do a Malacha Deraisa. Shvus to Shvus is Mutter. If you ask a guy to do a Drabonin, but if carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim is a Deraisa, how is a Mutter? So the Beis Halevi explains that this Shita of Mavir, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech, Rishus HaRabim, if it's an Issa Deraisa, Issa Drabonin, is obviously a Machloikus Rishonim, so we can be Mekel, because it's a Machloikus Rishonim. And says the Gemara, and Kri'ula, and it's going according to Ula. The Uma Ula, Uma Tushim Rishus HaRabim, if you have a pillar which is 9 Tfachim high in Rishus HaYochid, if it's less than 9 Tfachim high, Rashi explains, it's too low to be used by the public, but if it's 9 Tfachim high, the Rabim, the Kasmalov, and the people put their packages on it, that makes a part of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the Zorak, the Nachal Gabav Chayv, if somebody stood in the Rishus HaRabim and threw an object for Amis and it landed on top of this pillar, he's liable for the Malach for carrying, since it was deposited from and deposited onto Rishus HaRabim, so it would be considered Mav Adal Rishus HaRabim. So we see an area where Rabbi Mekasimolov becomes a Rishus HaYochid. Now yesterday we learned that our Mishnah, we explained, was going according to Rebbe. The Rebbe said that if the only limitation in being able to get the Erev is an Issa D'Rabbanan, then the Erev is an effective Erev. Because like Gozral Shvus Bein Hashmashis, there's no Issa Shvus Bein Hashmashis, and therefore since you can get the Erev, it's fine. Now most Rishonim, and we mentioned this in the previous year, explain that the din of Lagazru al Shfus Bein Hashmashes was only said by when it's Ladvar Mitzvah. Certainly every Shfus otherwise is also even Bein Hashmashes. But as we explain, since an Erev Tchumim can only be placed Ladvar Mitzvah, according to some Tanoim, we'll have to say the Rebbe, who explained the Mishnah like, will hold that way, and that's why it's Mutter. The Ravid says that we don't have to explain it that way. The Ravid said, since there is a case through which and by which we are allowed to be over a Shvus Bein Hashmashes, when it is a Dvar Mitzvah, even if in this specific case I can't be over the Shvus, because it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, still, since it's only a Shvus, and a Shvus has a theoretical het to Bein Hashmashes, we can be Momekel. So therefore the Gemara asks, my Rebbe, my Rabbanon, where do we find this Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon regarding Shvus Bein Hashmashes? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. The beginning of the Braisa is very similar to what we learned in our Mishnah. Nas Nabi Elon, Lamalo, Mesar Tvachim. If someone put an Erev in a tree above 10 Tvachim, Ein Eruv Erev, his Erev is not an Erev. And like the Rishonim explain, obviously we're talking that the Erev is more than Dalet Amos away from the tree. Because as we started today's shir, if the Erev is within Dalet Amos of the tree, we have Ravis Heted, that that's considered a Rishus HaYachid as far as Hilchus Erev Tchuma concerned. L'mata Mesar Tvachim, if he put the Erev below 10 Tvachim, Eruv Erev, because the Erev is accessible to him, but he's not allowed to take the Erev off the tree during the Shabbos because the Isser of taking off a tree. But if the Erev is within 3 Tfachim of the ground, so then it's not considered as if it's on the tree. It's considered as if it's on the ground. And Chazal didn't say that there's a din of Shimush Be'ilon when there's no din of Shimush Be'ilon on ground. Shimush Be'ilon is only on the tree itself. Nosna Kakola, if somebody took a basket, and this is diagram 165, V'tala Be'ilon, and he put that basket on the tree, then the halach is afilu l'mal masar tfachim, even if this basket and the erev are above 10 tfachim, the halach is eruv erev divrei Rebbe. V'cham oimrim kol makom shasa litloi, any place that you can't remove the erev from, ein eruv erev, the erev is not considered an acceptable erev. Begins the Gemara to attempt what to understand and analyze what the Chum said. The Chum Oimrim, this Psak of the Chumim Ahai, regarding which case of Rebbe are the Chumim arguing. Ilema Seifa, it were telling that they're arguing regarding the second case, that he said that an Erev which is put on a basket hanging from a tree, even when it's 10 Tfachim above the ground, is valid, and they hold that the Erev is invalid because taking the Erev from this basket involves taking something off a tree. Is the question, is that considered taking off from the tree? Leim kasav Rabbanan tzadim aser. Does that mean that Rabbanan will hold that when Chazal said you're not allowed to take something off a tree, not only do they mean that you're not allowed to take off from the tree proper, you're not allowed to even take off something hanging from the side of the tree, which, as Rashi explains, was a question that we learned in Masechta Shabbos, what is the halach regarding tzadim? And if a pshat in this braisa is that the Rabbanan asked the tzadim, so then why in Masechta Shabbos didn't we bring a proof from this braisa that tzadim are aser? The fact that we didn't bring a proof from this braisa is a raya that tzadim are mutter. So then, or the Rabbeinu Chananel explains that even if we'll say tzadim are aser, certainly they say that nobody will hold that tzadim are aser bein hashmashes. So if tzadim are not aser bein hashmashes, we're back to where we started. Why would the Rabbanan aser such an erif? Ela aresha. They're arguing on the resha where Rebbe held that an erif put within 10 tefachim of the ground is valid, and the Rabbanan hold that since taking such an Erev off the tree involves an Issud Rabbanon of being Mishtamish B'ilon, that's why the Erev is not acceptable. L'haloch l'maisa, we paskin like Rebbe, that Ben Ashmoshes were allowed to be over a Shvus. Oh, however, as we said, it's only the Tzarech Mitzvah. There's also a question in the Paiskim, when we make Ben Ashmoshes on a Shvus, is it only on the Ben Ashmoshes of Erev Shabbos, or will the same halacha apply on Ben Ashmoshes of Motzei Shabbos? Will the same halacha apply? Most Poskim say that if we were makel on Ben Ashmoshes, we're makel both Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Now that we identified this Braisa as the machloket between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, now we continue understanding the Braisa. Hi Ilan Hechidami. Let's understand the dimensions. What is this tree all about? Either Lespe Arba, if the tree itself doesn't have Dalat Tfachim, then Makam Ptor. Any tree that isn't Dalat Tfachim wide is considered a Makam Ptor. So it should make a difference wherever the Erev is placed on the tree. I'm allowed to take it to a Rishus HaRabim, to Rishus HaYochid, because Midaraisi allowed to carry from a Makam Ptor to Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Vidi Ispe Arba, and if on the other hand, the Erev, the tree is Dalat Tfachim wide, and that's why I understand if the Erev is above Dalat Yud Tfachim, so the Erev is on a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore I'm not allowed to take the Erev from the Rishus HaYochid to where I am. It involves the Raisa of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. However, if the Erev is below Dalat Tfachim, it doesn't involve the Raisa. So what's the difference? Kinosna b'kalkola, my hava. Even if the Erev is in a basket, which is over 10 Tfachim high, why should it be mutter? Why should the Erev be acceptable? If the basket is on a part of the tree which is considered a Rishus HaYochid, then the basket itself, Tosfos explained, is considered Chayri Rishus HaYochid. The crevices of Rishus HaYochid, which are considered the same as Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, how could Rebbe say that if it's not B'Kakal, it's Mutter? Om Ravina, Reisha, this Be'arba. The first part of the Braisa is Taka talking about a tree that's Dal Tfachim wide. And therefore, if it's above, if the Erev is put on the tree above 10 Tfachim, the Erev is in Rosh HaYochid, and if I want to be kind of Shvis in Rosh HaRabim, the Erev won't be effective because I can't have access to the Erev. Sefer, the end of the Braisa, however, refers to a tree, the Lespe Arba. The tree itself is not Dalat Tfachim wide. However, the Kakola Mashlim al Arba, the basket completes the width to a total of 4 Tfachim. Without the basket, the Erev would be invalid. For another reason. Because, as we're going to learn now, Rebbe holds that that Erev has to be put on a Mokum Choshev, on a place that's Dalat Tfachim wide. Rebbe Sovel Kremeya. Rebbe's going to hold like Kremeya, the Gemara is going to explain this. The Sovel Krebi Huda, and he holds like Rebbe Huda. Sovel Kremeya, he holds like Kremeya, the Omar, Chaykikin Lahashlam. That we learned this Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis, that we can halachically imagine that this is considered Dalat Amos. And now we're looking at diagram 166. So since we say Chaykikin Lahashlim, that area is not considered a Mokum Dalat. Vasov like Rabbi Huda. On the other hand, he holds like Rabbi Huda. The Erev has to be in a Mokum Arba Veleka. And without taking the basket into consideration, as we explained, the tree itself is not Dalat Tfachim wide. Now Rashi asks the obvious question. If the Erev is now in the basket, and if I combine the basket and the tree, it's Dalat Tfachim wide, why should the Erev be acceptable when it's in the Kalkola? We're carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to I want to be Kain Shvisa in the Rishus HaRabim, which is Osir, so the Erev should not be effective. So Rashi explains, in the case that we're talking about, the basket itself is not 4 Tfachim wide. Only at the point where the basket hangs is the width requirement for Rosh Hashanah Yochid met. But then it gets narrower. And Rashi says, we have such a case, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Tznis Demation, where we had a boat that was wider on top and narrower on the bottom. And since, in such a case, it's not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So therefore, there's no problem of carrying the Erev from the basket to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Ask the Gemara, my Rabbi Yehuda. We just established that Rabbi Yehuda holds that for an Erev to be effective, it has to be on a Makom Choshev. Where do we find this? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not Kana Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, if somebody put a beam Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, v'niach Erev Leo, and he put his Erev on top of the beam, Gavoy Yud V'Rechav Adalid, if the beam is 10 Tfachim high, and 4 Tfachim wide, Eruv Erev. His Erev is a valid Erev. Even though the top of the beam is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the Erev is nevertheless considered accessible to the person dwelling under Rosh Hashanah Rabbin below, because we go back to what we learned at the beginning of the Shir. What Rava told us, that anything that's within Dalet Amos of the Erev, although for Hilchas Haitzah, this may be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin and a Rosh Hashanah Yochid situation, but for Hilchas Erev Tchumim, anything that's within Dalet Amos of the Erev is considered all one Erev Tchumim Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And I wouldn't have a problem. So, Vim laugh, but if it's not that height or not that width, Ein Erev Erev. The Erev is not acceptable. Ask the Gemara, just the opposite. Ad Rabba, Hu Ve Rabba Ben Mached. If the beam is not 10 Tfachim high, then the Erev is certainly fine, because he and the Erev are in the same place. So what would be our problem? Answers the Gemara Hachi Kamar. Gavoya Sora, if somebody had, yes, if the air, if the beam is lower than 10 Tfachim, then I have no problem at all. Then he and the Erev are in the same Rishus. Because even if that, you'll call that Rishus a Kamlus, as we're learning that is no problem, because carrying from a Kamlus to Rishus Rabbim is only the Rabbonim. But if the beam is 10 Tfachim high, then the Loch is Tzor Shehei Barosh Arba. Then the upper part has to be Dalet Tfachim wide in order to make it into a Makom Choshev. Ain't Gevara Sara, but if the beam is not 10 Tfachim high, ain't Tzor Shehei Barosh Arba, then it doesn't have to be 4 Tfachim wide, since the Erev is within 10 Tfachim of the ground, so it's in the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then we'll view the Erev as though we were resting on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself. Rashi explains, how do we say that something that's not actually resting in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is considered as if it's resting on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is because we say klut k'mishoncha. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos in a few places describes the shita that klut k'mishoncha, something traveling over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is considered as if it landed in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now the Rashba asks that usually klut doesn't apply when something is resting on a flat surface. Rather, kluta only applies when something is traveling. So the Rashba answers that although, yes, to be considered kluta, it has to be traveling over an area. Here, since we're talking about Eruv Tchumim, which is only Drabbanon, we're more makel and apply the concept of kluta, even though it isn't really the exact case of kluta. Come on. Now, we explained that carrying from the basket to the floor is not involved a situation of carrying from a Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because we said that the basket is not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Why is the basket not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid? As we explained before, because although it may be wide, Dal Tfachim on top, it narrows on the bottom, and we explained that that's not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Says the Gemara Kaman, who is this? The Lord of Yosef Yehuda. The Tanya of Yosef Yehuda Amar, not Kanam Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If somebody stuck a pillar in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, v'niach b'rosh traskel, and he put on top of it a basket, 4 tefachim wide, v'zorg v'nochal gabav, and then he threw something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it landed into this basket, chayiv. He's chayiv for the Issa D'Raisa of going from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now, this basket is exactly what we're talking about. It's wide on top and narrow on the bottom. Yet the entire area is considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, as Rashi explains, because I say good achas, as is shown in diagram 167. The walls of the basket are considered as if they come all the way down with those broken yellow lines. So you see that doesn't have to be wide all the way. Answers the Gemara, afil tam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will agree that the kalkola in our case is not going to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though he considers the traskel in that case Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why? Hosam hadron mechitzta. There, all we need to do is pull the mechitzas downward, and it encloses an area which is dalet adalet. Hachal lahadron mechitzta. In the case, what we had to do with the kalkola attached to the tree, which wasn't by itself wide enough, wasn't four tefachim wide, we had to rely on chaykik el hashlam. So as Rashi explains, so in order to render this basket of shusha yachid, we have to rely on two halachal moshe mesinais. We have to rely on the halachal moshe mesinai of chaykik el hashlam, that we combine the basket with the tree to give it the necessary width, plus the halachal moshe mesinai of good achis, which pulls down the sides. Says the Gemara, as Rashi explains it, we'd never combine in one situation two halachal moshe mesinais. And therefore, in this case, it will not be considered, the kalkala, everybody will agree, is not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid if the necessary width is not there for the entire necessary height.